The rest of the story. When the 20th century was young, so was David. His parents were rather well-to-do, and yet they were otherwise unique among their neighbors in suburban London. You see, David's family were Quakers, strict Quakers. When the other neighborhood children were outside playing, David was inside praying. And while other youngsters were attending local schools, Church of England schools, David was educated according to family tradition by Quakers. And entertainment? Oh my goodness! How many fine young people were led hopelessly astray by mindless recreation, in particular by motion pictures. So the other children were going to see silent movies. But little David scarcely knew anything about them until one day when somebody taught him, and that is the rest of the story. Mrs. Edgerton was the family cleaning lady. Mrs. Edgerton was the family cleaning lady. She'd been hired by David's parents to do housework, nothing more. But one day when David's mother and father were not at home, when David himself was about 12 years old, Mrs. Edgerton began talking to the boy about movies, and she was not surprised to learn that David had been forbidden to attend them, but she was amazed and a little dismayed by his virtual ignorance of their existence. Well, now Mrs. Edgerton realized that she was risking her job, but she adored silent films, and she could not bear the thought of anyone being deprived of their charm, especially such a nice little boy. So the cleaning lady asked, "Have you ever heard of Charlie Chaplin?" The little lad shook his head. Mrs. Edgerton said, "Well, now you shall." What happened next cannot be described without a smile. The family cleaning lady, in her eagerness to share all of the marvelous things that she had seen in the movies, began acting them out. I mean right there in the kitchen. Mrs. Edgerton became Charlie Chaplin. Started running around the table, and then out the door and back in again, this time skidding around a corner on one leg, the way Chaplin did, and she twitched her upper lip, her imaginary mustache, from side to side, as Chaplin did, and she twirled her imaginary cane, and she rolled her eyes bashfully, as Chaplin did, and little David, laughing with each gesture, clapped his hands in delight. Mrs. Edgerton, the family cleaning lady, relished her audience of one, and she performed often for the boy after that. And her employers never caught her at it, nor did they realize what had inspired little David to sneak out to the movies. This they discovered some while later. Of course, it was too late for Quaker objections by then, no matter how sternly stated. And so began a love affair with motion pictures, in which David has been faithful to this day. Movie lovers have long revered the director David Lean. Lean, L-E-A-N. Even if you don't know his name, you are well acquainted with the children of his brilliant imagination. Timeless cinematic masterworks, Great Expectations, Oliver Twist, Bridge on the River Kwai, Lawrence of Arabia, Ryan's Daughter, Dr. Zhivago. But now whenever you see those monumental motion pictures, another scene will flash into your mind. Scene of a little boy with a beaming face and the comic impressions of the wonderful Mrs. Edgerton who started it all. Because now you know the rest of the story.